Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Good Wednesday, everyone. You're with Dom. Big issues, big guests. We got you covered and your calls breaking down all that happened and how you're feeling about it a day later. 855-839-1210. Someone emailed me, and it's true, too. I didn't want to forget. Little or no Parkland effect. Now, just think of how much we've talked about Parkland, the kiddies, and all that. They didn't seem to impact either the Senate race there or the governor's race. Or nationally, the gun issue, the Parkland shooting. All right, so that's something we'll dig into, and we'll see if they had any impact whatsoever. Pat Poprick had a big impact. She's the head of Bucks County Republicans in yesterday's race out there with Brian Fitzpatrick, but then all the other offices. And right before the election, we had her on with this letter that spelled it out. And I was shocked because I think it's good, it's correct, and it's good politics at the same time. To say, hey, if you vote one way, you're going to be bringing in Philadelphia, maybe even New York values to Bucks County. Is that what you want? What are some of those things? Safe injection sites, sanctuary cities, higher taxes, all those things. Is that Bucks County? Well, despite all the money in the world spent and all the media and all the rage of the PhD moms, some of them, with Scott Wallace yesterday, people in Bucks County apparently didn't buy that. Let's go to Pat Poprick here on Talk Radio 1210. Pat, congratulations yesterday.
Thank you, Dom. We're really happy.
Well, Pat, let's talk about that overall, the letter that you put out. You're the first that I've seen in your position be that blunt about it. And I got a call yesterday. People were carrying that letter around with them to the polls, et cetera. It had impact. It drew it up very clearly what the stakes were.
Yes, Don. The first letter you saw was the one we did for absentee ballots.
Mm-hmm.
We followed up with a much wider, based on the response and success of the first, we did a wider mailing, and that's the letter you're talking about. We included it and told them on the back was the ballot. We realized there are consequences, and I don't think people, when they're happy and liking what their schools are doing or their communities, don't realize it doesn't stay that way automatically. So we just clearly put out, if this is what you like, you have to come support it. And I heard the same report that you did from several areas. People were carrying the letter to the polls. And I can tell you, we fielded numerous phone calls at headquarters after the second letter went out asking, where do I vote? And I look, when I look up the voter, you look up their address and their polling place, but you can also see how often they vote. The people that were calling that didn't know their polling places were the 1 of 4s, the people that vote very infrequently, mm-hmm. 2 of 4s. So it definitely did what we were hoping it would do, is make them realize you've got to come out.
Well, I hope that your colleagues are listening. I know some of them listen to this show, and they consider doing that because, Pat, I don't think it's out of bounds at all. It was very clear. You have it in New York also coming your way. But you have people from failed progressive places that do these policies. They come to places like Bucks County. They bring the same voting pattern, and they agitate for these things. They put in a guy. I mean, you probably, I don't know your faith or anything, Pat, but I'd be saying to Venus, thank God they chose Scott Wallace. If they had chosen that military veteran who was more reasonable on the Democrat side, might have been tougher. This guy clearly was out of bounds for Bucks County.
Absolutely, and we made that case everywhere. I said that to everyone. You go ask anyone. They don't believe in those policies and things he supported. I don't think Bucks County supports Mumi Abu-Jamal at all. We would not pay 10 cents for him to be on radio. And this is one of the things this man did, among other things. I mean, that's just the one that comes to mind with the anniversary of Danny Faulkner's passing. But the man was out of touch, and he's out of touch because he didn't live here. You have to be in the community to know them, and he really moved back in December, registered for the first time.
It's an amazing story.
It is.
So, Pat, how about at the state rep and the Senate thing? We're seeing a number of Republicans taken out in Montgomery County, even Delaware County. What happened in Bucks?
We were very, very lucky. We were able to win three of the four open seats we had for the House, and we retained our three seats that we had also, so we had a much better day. We lost our Senate seat, the 10th seat that was formerly Chuck McElhenney's. We did lose that, but we kept obviously Tommy Tomlinson, and we won Bob Manchin, our portion, and Stuart Greenleaf. So we won all of our senators in our county. They didn't win overall, but they won in our county.
And what do you think is what happened in Bucks County? What do you guys do on a regular basis? Because, you know, I know suburbs, each suburban county is a little bit different, but Bucks County is not that much different from Monco and the others, and they're having trouble. What is it that you're doing there?
Well, we're really believers that we just don't show up on Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
Our party does a lot during the year. We have a charity at Bucks GOP Cares that we do schools, we do military, we do a lot, just not on Election Day. Plus, we keep in contact with our voters. We send them mail. Our voters get a letter in the summer thanking. I mean, we do a lot more hands-on, I believe. That's what, I don't know what the others do, but I know that's what we do. We send mm-hmm. letters out, keep in communication, and a very ongoing, lively presence. We're not just there 2 days a year.
Well, it worked big time yesterday. And as much as I was watching the national thing, I had three computers going at home. I was charting the votes for Brian Fitzpatrick, who is an excellent guy and fits Bucks County big time. And it would have been very, very tough to take. For talk radio, Scott Wallace would is as entertaining as possible to mock for us, Pat. But I overlooked that because what a disaster this would have been for Bucks County.
Oh, believe me, that was on all of our minds when we started the morning and we worked all day. I mean, we kept up. We had a very good team effort, a ground game, and it just never stopped. And I can truly tell you at 8 o'clock, I mean, I think it was like 10 of 8, we closed the phones down because you can't get to the polls after that. We were
Hey, in Philadelphia, you could. Come on, Pat. Hey, Pat, it's a pleasure meeting you. I hope to meet you in person sometime soon, and congratulations on all this.
Thank you, Don. We're very proud of the work that everybody put forward, the great candidates, and I'm so proud of our voters. They came out and went with the good candidates. We really appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.